The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Welcome to Top 5 Express, where we list, quantify, and rank things in an all-new snack-sized container. I'm Bruce Otter, and today I look at the top 5 dead comic genres. First, a definition. What is a comic genre? For my purposes, it's a specific set of tropes or cliches used in storytelling that allow for the grouping of different titles under the same general banner. Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man, for instance, are all comics in the superhero genre. Buffy, Lock and Key, and Hellboy are all comics in the supernatural adventure genre. What defines a dead genre? I define a dead genre as one that once had a significant market share to the point that there were multiple titles from numerous companies that have since fallen into decline or disappeared altogether. Number 5. Black and white funny animal parody comics. Kicked off by the late 70s success of Cerebus the Aardvark and Howard the Duck, as well as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the 1980s, there followed a massive explosion of self-published black and white comics. They followed a formula of parodying pop culture of the day with funny animals in the starring roles. Fish Police, Hamster Vice, Nat Rat, and dozens more, including direct turtle ripoffs like Adolescent Radioactive Black Belt Hamsters, the mildly microwaved prepubescent gophers, the geriatric gangrene jujitsu gerbils, and the preteen dirty jean kung fu kangaroos. They experienced a brief explosion in popularity which led to a black and white indie speculator bubble, the likes of which the comics world wouldn't see for another 8 years in the chromium hologram cover era. Sometimes we never learn. Most of the books were pretty bad, but a few standouts like the original Turtles and Usagi Yojimbo survived and had some longevity. Number 4. Sports comics. The golden age of comics happened before television was broadly adopted. Sports was popular as live entertainment and on the radio. Comics offered a visual component for the sports fan that wasn't otherwise readily available. Sports titles like All-Time Sports, Babe Ruth Sports, Baseball Thrills, Sports Thrills, and Mel Allen Sports Comics told true tales of sports triumph throughout the 30s, 40s, and into the 50s. The advent of televised sports in the 1950s gave sports fans immediate, live, mass-market access to their sports heroes. While books like DC's Strange Sports Stories in the 70s and Marvel's Kickers Incorporated in the 1980s would carry on sports-themed comics as a broad and popular genre their time had passed in the wake of much more easily accessible sports on television. Number 3. Western comics. In 1959, there were 34 Westerns released in theaters and 26 Western series on TV. Westerns were big, and Western comics were no exception. They were one of the key genres of the Atom Age of comics and had their heyday from about 1948 to 1960. Ghost Rider, Billy the Kid, The Vigilante, and The Rawhide Kid, as well as cowboy actor comics based on Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, and John Wayne. Westerns, as a genre, began a slow decline across all media in the early 1960s, and as a force in comics are now relegated to a few titles here and there, like the recent Jonah Hex title in DC's New 52, and The Sixth Gun from Oni Press. Number 2. Romance comics. Another of the Atom Age of comics' biggest genres in the wake of the Golden Age superhero decline. Jack Kirby and Joe Simon created the original romance comic in Young Romance, a title that would run in two different volumes from 1947 to 1975. Pulling influences from tabloid confession magazines and radio soap operas, romance comics detailed the angst-ridden trials of young women finding true love. Betrayal, infidelity, and Finding Mr. Right filled dozens of titles and featured iconic covers of young women frequently crying or walking in on their cheating boyfriends. They were so iconic that Roy Lichtenstein used them for inspiration in much of his pop art. The social turbulence of the 60s and the progress of women's liberation combined with the kind of staid and old-fashioned comics code authority prevented romance comics from addressing many of the more important women's issues in their pages, and they eventually largely disappeared by the 1980s. And the number one dead comics genre? Jungle comics. Jungle-themed comics sprang out of European colonial explorations of Africa. These comics were mostly based on the Tarzan formula. A white European goes native, helps African primitives against colonials, diamond smugglers, and poachers. They're littered with casual racism, sidekicks who speak pidgin English, and other really offensive racial and cultural depictions. Titles like Jungle Comics, Conga, Nyoka the Jungle Girl, Sheena Queen of the Jungle, and Jungle Jim still had pretty lengthy runs well into the 1950s. On the other hand, you had Fantoma, Mystery Woman of the Jungle, who was created by Fletcher Hanks and appeared in Fiction House's Jungle Comics number 2 through number 51, and she's generally regarded as the first female comic book superhero. She had all sorts of crazy powers. And indeed, Jungle Comics did feature an inordinate number of female leads, although they were usually pretty scantily clad. As these types of stories went in decline and fell out of favor, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby gave us the Black Panther, who took many of the worst tropes of these jungle comics and turned them on their head and gave us something to really, really positive and something to really enjoy about a jungle setting in comics. Most jungle comics are full of cringeworthy depictions, however, and it might be the one genre that's really better off dead. There you have it, the top five dead comic genres. Did I leave anything out? Do you agree or disagree? Do you have your own list? Let me know in the comments at majorspoilers.com or on Twitter. I'm at OtterDisaster, and I'll have another list for you next time.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.